Penguin Random House Audio presents The Hypnotist, a Yuna Linna novel by Lars Kepler, translated from the Swedish by Neil Smith, read for you by Saul Reichlin.
Like fire, just like fire.
Those were the first words the hypnotized teenage boy spoke. Even though he had life-threatening injuries, hundreds of cuts to his face, legs, torso, back, the soles of his feet, and on his neck and the back of his head, he had been put into a state of deep hypnosis in the hope that he would be able to describe what he had seen.
"I'm trying to blink," he muttered. "I'm going into the kitchen, but it's not right. There's lots of crackling between the chairs, and bright red fire spreading across the floor."
The policeman who found him among the other bodies in the row house thought he was dead. The boy had lost a lot of blood. He had gone into a state of shock and had not regained consciousness for 7 hours. He was the only surviving witness, and Detective Yuna Linna thought it likely that he could give them a good description. Whoever attacked the family had intended to kill them all, so he probably hadn't bothered to hide his face. But if the circumstances weren't quite so extraordinary, no one would ever have considered calling in a hypnotist. In Greek mythology, the god Hypnos is a boy with wings, carrying poppy seed pods in his hand. His name means sleep. He is the twin brother of death.